Songs, poems, and books have been written of this country's sturdy pioneers. Paeans of praise have rung down through the centuries. The fortunes they built with their calloused hands are the foundations of the nation. But they, like the late lamented Mr. Lincoln, died some years ago. New poems must be written, new songs composed. History must know how their sons and daughters carried on. Science must prove that blood will tell. A new crisis has arisen. Fortunes have fallen. Millions are out of work. The country is in the grip of a social upheaval. Willoughby Shelley Van Teter and his sister Pamela, heirs to the Van Teter corset and bustle millions, and Freddie Fitzhubert, scion of the Fitzhubert family, manufacturers of hairpins since 1777, swing into action.
Well, that's the only way I can see out of it, Freddie. What do you think, Willoughby Shelley?
Quite right. Not a doubt of it, eh, Freddie?
Yes, we'll have to go to Europe. Living's not half so high, you know.
But how are we to get across?
On the Ile-de-France, of course. French line. They make far and away the best champagne cocktails.
Yes, of course. But the money, for the fare, I mean. I'm flat, not a bean. How about you?
Not a sou. I consulted the manager of the estate when the tailor called. Said he was playing tennis with my checks.
The deuce you say. Ingenious chap, eh?
Oh, quite. But to get on, the manager assured me I got my income from a hairpin factory.
Well, I will say, Freddie, you used to do your best for the industry. Every date with you when we were brats used to mean a new package.
Oh, I say now, Pamela, that's the sort of thing for your memoirs, you know. Anyway, hairpins aren't used anymore, except to pick locks, and the estate's flat.
Did the manager suggest anything?
Oh, yes, he said I might go to work.
Poor Freddie, did you swoon?
Oh, no, nothing so drastic. Bad form, you know. And the Fitzhuberts, Pamela, carry on.
Bravo. And Pamela and I find ourselves in the same predicament. Corsets and bustles are a thing of the past.
Confoundedly inconsiderate of our forebears, don't you think? Going into business, bound to peter out.
Oh, most. Jove, this thing's getting most perplexing. If neither of us have any money, how are we going to get to Europe to save it?
Oh, that's quite simple, Willoughby Shelley. Really it is. I had that figured out long ago.
Did you now?
Marvelous. An intellectual giant. But how?
Yes, how?
We'll buy a yacht.
Yacht?
Of course, Freddie, a yacht. You know, travels on water. A ship thing with two funnels and a bar.
Oh, I know. The pater and I used to sail one. Entered a lot of races to Santander, Bermuda, Cowes, places like that. We had to give it up, though.
Why, Freddie? It must have been terribly exciting.
Oh, yes, it was fun, really. But the pater got so liquid at yacht club dinners, we couldn't tell him from seawater when he fell overboard. But, Pamela, yachts are expensive things to buy, and we haven't got any,
You mean the money to buy it? I've thought of that, naturally.
Marvelous girl, Freddie. She can mix an old-fashioned, too. Tell us about it, old thing.
We'll charge it.
Charge it? A yacht?
Mm-hmm. And think how many people we'll help doing it, too. The yacht broker can charge a new car. The car dealer can charge more groceries. The grocer can... Oh, it's simply limitless. It sends prosperity in a regular...
Circle? Is that what you mean?
Vicious circle, I think it's called, old man.
How simply brilliant of both of you. Only I don't think vicious is quite the word. Anyway, we'll have a yacht and everybody will be happy and Freddie will sail us to Europe because he knows the way. Anybody want a drink?
Ring for caper, will you, Willoughby Shelley? The bell pulls right at your elbow.
Anything for a friend and to get a drink.
Thank you. But this thing, getting to Europe, we'll need supplies, you know.
Oh, I've thought of all that. We'll charge them, too. We'll let your man Caper do that, Freddie. He's used to it. I mean...
You rang, sir?
Oh, yes, Caper. Whiskey and soda for Mr. Van Teter and me, and a martini for Miss Van Teter, right?
Righto.
Make mine white, Rock Keeper. I've a bit of a head. I think somebody hit me with a nightclub last night.
Yes, sir. Very well, sir.
By the by, Caper, we're about to become yachtsmen.
Yachtsmen? At this season of the year, sir?
Yes, we're going to Europe.
Europe, sir? In a yacht?
Yes, dash it, why not?
Might I suggest, sir, that a liner would be a bit more economical?
Exactly. Economy is the watchword, my faithful retainer. The depression is on. We're going to charge the yacht.
Excellent, sir. A stroke of financial genius, if I may say so, sir. Two jiggers?
Not too much of a move, Caper.
Such a thing would be unforgivable, Miss Pamela. When do we sail, Mr. Fitzhubert, sir?
Oh, a couple of days, as soon as we can buy a boat with a decent bar and fluffy mattresses. Jove, I forgot.
Amazing. I mean, remembering you forgot. There's a point. If a chap remembers, how can he have forgotten?
Don't overheat your brain, Willoughby Shelley. What is it you forgot, Freddie?
I bet 5,000 on a horse a chap said couldn't lose. You know, by telephone. Told him to mark it up on the books.
And?
He did.
Yes?
The chap was wrong. The horse lost. You see, there was a filly being exercised in the infield. The horse jumped the fence. Love springs eternal, you know.
Yes, even in horses.
So?
The bookmaker wants his 5,000. I knew there was something I should be worrying about. Hurry up, the drink's Caper.
Right away, sir.
Oh, thank you, Caper.
Right.
Stand by, Caper. We may need reinforcements. This bet complicates things. The bookmaker said if I tried to leave town, he'd make a sieve of me.
Imagine, Freddy, you hanging over a sink.
Well, I wouldn't worry, old thing. Really, I wouldn't. We'll fix it some way.
Of course we will, Freddy. You'd look positively vile, full of bullet holes.
Then we'd best be off to look at boats.
Oh, there's no need. I had a yacht broker send out a lot of pictures of boats for sale and how big they are, how much they cost.
But, Pamela, what do we care what they cost? I mean, we're going to charge the thing, aren't we?
Oh, yes, but it's nice to know what it costs. We may want to borrow on it someday.
A female Morgan, eh, Freddy?
John Pierpont or Henry the Pirate?
There's an envelope about with boat pictures. Will someone dig it up while Willoughby Shelley's thinking?
Caper.
Yes, sir. It's right here on the table.
Open it, will you, and pour us another drink.
Yes, Miss Pamela.
Oh, thank you. Here's one. 100 footer. LWL. What's that, Freddy? LWL?
Load waterline. But that's too big. There'll just be Willoughby Shelley, Caper, and myself to man her, you know.
What about me?
You, my dear Pamela, are the cook.
Freddy. I love you to distraction, but if you were dying of starvation, I wouldn't be able to cook you a radish.
But I say, Pamela, cooked radishes, you don't, you know. Cook them, I mean.
No?
No, you eat them alive. Right, Caper?
Oh, most, sir. However, I shall be most happy to do the cooking. My toasted crumpets are considered,
Only on a par with your scones. Yes, you're elected.
Now that that's settled... Oh, here's a 75-footer. 4 staterooms, deck lounge, electric galley stove, and cruise quarters for 5.
Nice-looking tub. What's her cruising radius?
2,000 miles.
Sounds as though it might be the answer. That is, if...
If it has a bar. Has it, Pamela? You can't take a chance on dying of thirst, you know. What's that thing about the sea? Water everywhere, but who wants to drink it?
The quotation, sir... If I might be so bold, is water everywhere, and all the boards did shrink. Water everywhere, nor any drop to drink.
Yes, that's it. And then something about all hands standing round the bar when I put out to sea. Beautiful thing, really. Shakespeare, I think.
The first, sir, is Coleridge. The second is...
A marvellous idea, and I'm dying for that drink you're gazing at, Caper.
Oh, your pardon, Miss Pamela. I was carried away by the beauty of the portrait, sort of.
Don't let your emotions get the better of you, my man. Very bad thing.
Yes, sir. Your drink, Miss Pamela.
Thank you. Oh, look, it has a bar. Look, Freddy, Willoughby Shelley. A complete bar in the lounge, equipped with electric cocktail shakers, fruit squeezers, and refrigerator.
Well, then we'll take it, eh? I mean, what more could a chap want in a boat?
What do you say, Freddy?
Oh, I suppose it's as good as another. What are they asking for her?
Does it matter, really?
Oh, it's just curiosity.
Nice to know what to tell the reporter chaps. It might be embarrassing, you know, if it were too cheap.
Oh, yes, there is that. Let me see. Oh, here it is. She cost $200,000 new, and they're letting her go at the bargain price of $99,000. Just think, marked down $101,000.
Sounds most reasonable, eh, Freddy?
Oh, yes. But we'll let Caper take care of the purchase. He'll get them to fill the oil tanks and include it in the price.
Might see if you can't get them to stock the bar, too, Caper. Jove, I'm taking to this depression thing like a duck to... What is it a duck takes to?
Water, Willoughby Shelley.
Yes, that's it. Water. I take to it like a duck takes to water. You can charge the boat to my sister and me, Caper, and the supplies to Freddy, right?
Righto, sir.
And tell them to have her ready for sea sometime in the next couple of days, eh?
You may rely on it, sir.
You might lay in a supply of seasick remedy, too.
Yes, sir. Shall I go now?
Yes, you best be off. None too much time, you know. And,
Excuse me, sir. I'll see who's at the door.
And tell them I'm not in.
Very well, sir.
Especially, Caper, if it's that bookmaker, you know, the chap about the horse bet.
I'll be most discreet, sir. You may trust me to handle the situation with the utmost tact.
priceless fellow, that.
A gem among butlers.
Is there anything left in the bottom of that shaker, Freddy?
A bit of moisture, perhaps. Nothing so vile as a waterish martini, but here you are.
Thank you.
The gentleman at the door, Mr. Van Teter, is asking for you.
Really now? Did he say who he was?
He didn't give his name, sir. He said he was the brother of the young lady you escorted home from the supper club last night.
Young lady, last night? It's all a bit dimmish, but I do remember something about... Didn't he say who she was?
An entertainer, sir, I believe. A dancing person.
Oh, Willoughby Shelley, you've been exercising your wiles on poor Woking Goyle.
No, I say now, Pamela, really, you know. I do seem to remember something about a girl, a red-headed one. Did he say his sister had red hair, Caper?
He didn't mention it, sir.
Well, dash it. Get it over with, Caper. What was it he said?
He said that Mr. Van Teter had compromised the young lady, sir.
Compromised her?
Yes, sir. And he demands payment within 24 hours, sir. He was most insistent, sir.
Tell him Mr. Van Teter will think it over, Caper.
Yes, that's it. And Caper, while you're about it, ask him how a fellow compromises a nightclub entertainer.